Buttons. Buttons, menus, distractions. Oh my word. Want to be on video, so that's not what we're doing. I want to encourage everyone to arrive if, at least a few minutes early. Now, I know that over the last, and most of the group does. As the shifts in my body have been happening, and I'm not opening up the Zoom at quarter of or even 10 of anymore. It's usually more like about 8 of. And so the group has, understandably, has shifted also in coming a little bit later. And it's again totally understandable because I'm unpredictable, then you're coming later. So I honor that and respect that and understand that. But still, for your sake, it's for you, so that you have time to settle. When you come in here at literally 7 o'clock or mountain time, or you're coming here 1 minute before, it's not fair to you and what is supposed to be a meditation session for you. And then, so I do want to just encourage that again, acknowledging the shifts that have gone on for me and therefore the shifts to the group field and the Zoom. We're going to smile right away. And be with this moment. And it's already gone. The ephemeralness of time, the ephemeral quality of everything, including moment. Let's be with that contemplatively. And be with that, be that. And I think one gift that we can give ourselves is really recognizing how dynamic and therefore changing and therefore ephemeral, transitory, etc., that existence itself is, and therefore everything, including moment, time, thought, attention, movement of blood, movement of everything dynamic. So that's again, as we are present in this moment, and it's already the next moment. And it's already the next moment, faster than I can snap my fingers, faster than we can recognize it. Everything has changed. And that's a fact. And there's nothing abstract about it when we are really observant. Again, inside, outside, all around. So let's be with that. Okay, so take a long, slow, deep breath and one ohm. Now, someone could put forward the thought that, okay, well, if everything is dynamic, then how can we ever really accomplish abiding, shamatha, a peaceful mind, an even, gentle mind, if everything in existence is dynamic, existence itself, and therefore everything in it is. That would be a valid question, and I'm not sure if I personally could have a good argument or debate that. So, but that this does need to be brought forward, right? In fairness to a person who seeks to bring calm into the world, who seeks to be a calm person and a centered, present person as much as is within their momentary capacity. Because that will change through the day, right? And that will change. Are you healthy? Are you sick? Are you in pain? Are you happy? Are you sad? Right? That'll change our capacity for anything, let alone being calm and peaceful and bringing forward joy. Again, dynamic. This is so important. And this is so important to actually review reflect upon, contemplate, observe, watch, and be present with in ourselves. How fluid, how ephemeral, how transitory. Everything is. And then everything around us is. I mean, look at the seasons changing. Right? Everything. Then how is it that we as human beings cling so fully to keeping things the same? And why are we so upset when something changes? I mean, these are important questions. These are important contemplations. We're all getting old. I mean, let's just look at that fact. These are important. And so when we ask ourselves, when we go to sit down for a sitting, and sometimes the mind is easy and the emotions are easy and gentle. And so it feels like abiding. And sometimes it's just gnats and rats and storms to come inside us. Because everything is dynamic, which does not negate or be an excuse for not being calm. Nor not being present. So we smile because, again, if we actually, and when we do, give ourselves a gift of these kinds of contemplations, we are giving ourselves great gifts. We are changing, transmuting, and bringing alchemy to who we are and why we think we are what we are. And that's powerful. And that changes the world. So we smile at that. And feel the settledness, and that the settledness is not cement, it's dynamic. And we've explored this many times with all its qualities and how fluid and changing, foreground, background, our own state, and states as they change. How dynamic it all is, and how ephemeral. That word is so good. But we are settled. It's non-dual. You see, it's settled. There's peace, a gentle evenness. And it's very dynamic, and everything around us is. Now lift your vibration a little. And a whole new set of qualities, or one primary. But it's different, it's new. And it is of a higher vibration, higher quality. We can use dynamism in our practice, just like use your duality to arrive at non-duality. So we lift a little. And everything changes. We take a long, slow, deep breath. Breathing with all beings. Breath itself being such a mother example of how dynamic life is, existence is. To breathe with all beings is to breathe with all our mothers, and fathers, and brothers and sisters of every kind. And every one of them is dynamic and breathing. And breathe with our Mother Earth. A contemplation such as ephemeral, dynamic, in constant movement and change is very gift giving. So I'm really encouraging and hope everyone will do that in whatever way they will, which of course would be dynamic unto itself. And see what you receive from it. When we are distracted, it's like being in the, it's like being drunk. We're disconnected, right? That's part of distraction, is being disconnected. So we're disconnecting in a very particular ways from the vitality, the dynamism, the vitality of ourselves, of being, of presence, and of life itself. So that's, you know, that's there too. This disconnect, the distraction is a disconnect from how vibrant, vital, the dynamic aspect of life actually is, and the dynamics aspect of awareness. So there's a lot here. But just focus on ephemeral, focus on dynamic. Love you all. Great your day.